Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Show. We're so excited and delighted that you guys would join us for another episode right here on We Talk Radio Network. This is where we talk, we listen, and we take action. And we're so excited that all you guys would join us on tonight on the network. Come on in, come on in, come on in. It is another Sunday afternoon. We broadcast this show down in Dallas-Fort Worth, Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. We're on We Talk Radio Network. Listen, guys, if you want to follow us, you can go to www.wetalkradio.com. Why? Because we're on all social media. If you want to talk to us tonight, you can call us here at 563-999-3456. And so sitting across from me, she's my sidekick. She's in the building. Hello, Mandy.
Hello, hello. Good evening, everyone.
Yes, I'm so appreciative to all of you guys who are joining me on tonight over here on the E-Man After Show. We just come off the Mandy the Mentor Show tonight. And we are over here back once again. It has been a beautiful day. A lot of you have came in from your activities on today. All around the globe, you have came in from your activities and you're winding down. And you're ending up over here on We Talk Radio doing the show
right
with us tonight. Just come out of Black History Month over here on the E-Man After Show. We want to shout out to all of you who have celebrated and still celebrating your history.
Right.
Why? Because, say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud.
Yes.
Say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud. No, it is the E-Man After Show. I am appreciative to all of you guys that were hanging out with me tonight. This is what we mean, coming around the domino table, and we put a big six question out there, and we get a discussion and a conversation, Mandy.
Right.
And tonight, I got a big six question that I'm putting out there tonight. We're talking about blended families on tonight.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Been talking to a few people. They kind of wanted me to talk about that because they're in a situation where they're bringing these unions together. They have brought their unions together. And been an interesting topic because I work with some teachers that's we're going to talk about it from a culturally standpoint on tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And just people married into that have kids and they blend them families together, kind of what that looks like.
Right.
We're going to talk a little bit about that tonight. But we want you guys to follow us on our YouTube channel. Listen, we want you guys to go to our YouTube channel. You can like, you can share, you can make a comment. But, man, if they want to subscribe, what do they need to do?
So, guys, in order to subscribe, you would just click that subscribe button. You will receive the latest updates regarding We Talk Radio, what we have going on, and also learn about our radio hosts.
Yes, you'll learn about all the great things that's going over here on We Talk Radio Network. Man, we're so appreciative to all of you guys that hang out with us every day of the week because we have something for you every day of the week over here on We Talk Radio. Listen, guys, if you want to send me some questions in, you want to write me, you can write me here at eman@wetalkradio.com. Listen, I'll get your emails, I'll read them, and guess what? We'll be talking to you on the show. Well, we're excited tonight. We just finished a great show, and we are over here on We Talk Radio. Shout out to the owner, Miss Kia Davis. You know, she's just doing the doggone thing over here on We Talk Radio. Men have been around for 12 years.
12 years.
And we're still existing.
Right.
Yes, and she has worked this particular network, have built this network, and it is thriving, and it's a blessing to be able to come on and have a voice.
Uh-huh.
Because you never should let your voice go silent, no matter what you do.
That's right.
Should always speak it up, which brings me to my guest last week, because she talked about that a little bit. Uh-huh. We had a special guest last week, and we do a little recap from last week. We had Miss Deanne Lack.
Yes.
Miss LAX.
Mm-hmm.
She joined us on last Sunday night, and we were so appreciative that Miss Deanne Lack would come on and join with us. She's a radio personality. She's a author. You know, she had a couple of books that she put out there, A Mother's Wish and Esther, the Queen of Peace.
Mm-hmm.
And we were so appreciative of her taking out her time, busy schedule to come and talk with us on last Sunday evening. And it was just a beautiful interview. It was a beautiful conversation. So we got to have her back.
Yes, it was a beautiful conversation. I certainly enjoyed that interview with Deanne Lack.
Yes. And so if you guys missed that interview, go back on the email after show, go back on the network, you know, and find out and listen to that particular interview. It's out there.
Yes, it is.
And we're glad to have her, and was real appreciative. Learned a lot about her. You know what I'm saying? She went to my old alma mater.
Yes, she did.
Learned a lot about her.
Mm-hmm.
She went to my old alma mater. Went down there to Texas Southern University, TSU, you know, and so she's doing the doggone thing, and so we'll get her back. Why? Because she's on Brand New Day with Emily Blue over here on the network, and we're going to get those guys over here and talk to them. But tonight we guys are coming back around the domino table. You man, I kind of been somewhat in a series of interviews because
mm-hmm.
I had opportunity to interview Miss CJ Bell. She was the owner and founder of Elite Vision.
Yes.
She put on a great conference, and we talked to her. And then right after that, we talked to Mr. Arthur Muhammad. We talked with him and interviewed him. And then we turned around and interviewed his daughter, Miss Aaliyah Muhammad. Mm-hmm. She's a little actress. You know, just got it going on in her own right.
And, yes, she does.
And then we ended up last week talking to Miss Deanne. Got a lot of more interviews coming down the pipe.
Right.
But I thought we would get around the domino table tonight and talk about blended families because, you know, I'm in the school district.
Mm-hmm.
And a few of the teachers was like, do you talk about that kind of stuff on your show? I said, yeah, right, I'll talk about it. And in a mixed relationship, Mandy. And we want to talk about it from that perspective. What does that really look like?
Right.
You know, what does a blended family look like? You know, how is it structured when you talk about you're bringing your kids together and the parents is they discipline different.
Right.
The disciplinary in the family, especially when you got little smaller kids.
Mm-hmm.
Is the daddy a spanker? Is the mama a spanker?
Mm-hmm.
You know, do the mama want the daddy spanking her kids?
Right.
You know, it's a lot of variables that we could come from. And so my big six question, let me put it out there to those of you that's calling in. My big six question is just blended families.
Yes.
How do you blend those families together? How does it work? What does it look like? When we was growing up, Mandy, you know, I don't know if it's considered blended. Well, I guess it was because, you know, a lot of our parents, they married different men, and they call them my stepdads mm-hmm. and stepmoms. And do they consider being a mom or a stepmom?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you got a child that you're raising,
mm-hmm.
and he telling you, you ain't my mom. You ain't my real mama. You know what I'm saying? You got a young lady. You ain't my real, you know, you ain't my real daddy.
Right.
What does that blended family look like? How can it work?
Mm.
Do it work? I guess one of the questions I was asked, do it really work? You know, do it cause confliction? Do a lot of people divorce behind blended families? Mm-hmm. Because once they get in it, you know, because people are particular about their children.
They are. People are very overprotective, you know, about mm-hmm. their children nowadays. And a lot of people have issues with you disciplining their children or if you do not discipline their children the way they discipline,
mm-hmm.
you know. So, yeah, that can be it can be definitely a situation where there has to be a meeting of the minds and an understanding, you know, is how I view it.
Right. Well, guys, you're listening to the E-Man After Show over here on We Talk Radio. This is where we talk, we listen, and we take action.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, guys, you can hear us somewhere everywhere on We Talk Radio. We on so many different platforms.
Yeah.
And, guys, if you want to reach out to us over here on the network, you want to listen, if you want to do any kind of advertising, if you want to do a show, you know, you could contact the front office up here at We Talk Radio. And go on the website, which is www.weektalkradionetwork.com. It's applications out there. It's a way you can contact the owner over here on We Talk Radio, the operations director, Mr. T. Smiley. And you can come over here and you can advertise and you can do your show right here on We Talk Radio. And why? Because your show will be heard over what, 17 or 18 platforms.
Yes.
Mandy, what's all these social media sites we're on?
Yeah, man, we're on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast FM, Pocket Cast, Castro, CastBox, Buzzsprout, Podbean, iHeartRadio, YouTube, TuneIn Alexa, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, Amazon Music, Player FM, Listen Notes, Podcast Addict, and Deezer.
Yes, and so guys, if you want to check the shows out, you listen, we got a lot of great shows that
right.
you would love and that you would be inspired by. Why we have a show on Monday nights, it's called Kia D, the Unplugged Show,
mm-hmm,
with
mm-hmm.
Kia D. Is every Monday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Yeah.
Then you can come back on the Tuesday and get that good Groovy Tuesday.
Groovy Tuesday.
Yeah, it's at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. And then, you know, she has another great show that she does. It's called After the Lights Go Out.
Come on now.
With Kia D on Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm. That's the grown folks channel.
That's the grown folks show. Yeah, your children got to go to bed on that particular. But it's a very, very interesting show. You know what I'm saying? And so if you guys would love to, you know, check that out, you can do that.
Right.
And then we got the K Radio Show with Mr. T. Smiley every Saturday morning.
All right, now.
On We Talk Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. It's the K Radio Show, and you can join that show. And then on Sundays, we kind of ended up with, in the morning time, with what is the Shine Lord Radio Show with Pastor Jeremy Glenn.
Yeah, for those of you on Sundays that need to tap into the word, you know,
mm-hmm.
maybe you're not able to make service, make sure you tap into Mr. Jeremy Glenn.
Yes, and then you got a brand new day with Emily Blue and Dion Lack. They just went off just a minute ago. Hopefully you guys join their show. It's at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Yes, it is.
And then we close the night out with the E-Man After Show.
Yes.
And so he's on at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, Mandy, and we're so appreciative that all of you guys that would come in on the network and on the phone lines to join the E-Man After Show. But, man, I got a new segment coming to the E-Man After Show.
Yes, you do.
Yo, this new segment, it is coming to the E-Man After Show March 20th.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be featuring a new segment over here. It is called Encouragement for Your Soul with Fred Bell.
Yes, Encouragement for Your Soul.
Yes. The hour we're living in,
mm-hmm.
we need some encouragement.
Yes, we do.
And Mr. Fred Bell, this brother has been doing this for about 13 years now. He's been putting the word out, you know, through encouragement, you know, and then he's, I'm picking up something. Yes, he's, we in this studio, in this digital studio, and it records and picks up everything, right, Mandy?
Right.
And so Mr. Fred Bell, he's been doing this particular encouragement. What he do, he sends scriptures, he break it down. He explained to you, it's just to encourage your soul, no matter who you are.
Right.
And he's going to be doing it in audio form.
Ooh.
Right here on the E-Man After Show. It is on this segment, and it starts March 20th.
Mm-hmm.
But we have him next Sunday night. We'll be interviewing Mr. Fred Bell. He'll talk a little bit about that, what even inspired him to do that, because the brother has a powerful testimony.
Mm.
And his testimony led him into encouraging people because he knew where God had brought him from.
Right.
And so we'll be talking to him next Sunday night right here on the E-Man After Show. And then on the 20th, you guys will sit back and enjoy his segment. His segment will be airing at 9:30 Central Standard Time right here on the E-Man After Show.
Yeah, so you guys want to make sure you tune in. If you need weekly encouragement, 9:30 p.m. We Talk Radio E-Man After Show is the place to be.
Yes, and so, guys, we appreciate you guys if you would hang out and do that with us. So, Mandy, we got to take a break. And when we come back out of this break, we'll get back into our Big Six question. I put a Big Six question out there tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Big Six question. You know, at this time of night, you start getting hungry. You start eating and you're winding down. You know, you done bought me some ice cream and I'm eating chocolate ice cream and getting sticky stuff everywhere. But it's the E-Man After Show. Listen, guys, we'll take a break and we'll come back with our Big Six question. We're talking about blended families tonight.
Yes.
We're talking about it from a standpoint of a culturally standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
If you have to be African-American brother married to a Caucasian sister or a Hispanic sister,
mm-hmm.
how does that work? How do the blended family work if you got little ones?
Right.
Then if you just marry into a family, a couple married, and they have kids, and you're rearing and raising no kids.
Mm-hmm.
We want to talk about that because that was a question written to me, and I just said, I'll say blended families.
Right.
You know, I didn't want to go into Because some of these people, man, they write a lot. They write a lot of stuff.
Yes,
and just
they
to narrow it down, oh, I'm just going to say being in the fandom, because a lot of these people, I know their whole history.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, to read all of that on the air, I can just make it real simple.
Listen, they were trying to get it all out. Okay,
yeah.
Those are concerns that they want you to address over the air, and in writing, they try to get it all out.
Yes, and so tonight we're talking about blended family. You guys keep it locked. We'll be back with more of the E-Man After Show.
You're listening to The Sound.
Oh, hey. If I had it my way, you would know that you are. You're the coffee that I need in the morning. You're my sunshine in the brain when it's going. Won't you give yourself to me, give it all. I just wanna see, I just wanna see how beautiful you are. You know that feel so nice. You're my water when I'm stuck in the desert. You're the talent all I take when my head hurts. You're the sunshine of my life. I just wanna see how beautiful you are. You know that I see it. I know you're a star. Follow, no matter how far. If life is a movie, then you're the best part.
We Talk Radio Network has something for everyone with shows featured every single day of the week, which means you can join us every day and have fun every day. And if you got a business, feel free to join us and advertise your business right here on our platform on WeTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm actress Aaliyah Muhammad, and you're listening to the E-Man After Show right here on We Talk Radio. This is where we talk, we listen, and we take action.
Oh, yeah. We're back in the building. Come on, let's ball.
Hey. Where I stay, we ball and parlay, glisten with a glaze.
Yeah.
Step up in the club and rock the party. I'm 700 degrees even in the shade.
Oh, yeah.
The Ali ain't got his dismay. I threw a mew on how to stay paid. Hawaiians ask me how I stay so late. Good time like JJ, well, what can I say? I ain't a crook, but I take the cake. I even pissed off because I got what it takes. And if you want to know who I am,
yeah,
check your street signs when you go downtown, because I'm the man.
Oh, yes, I am the man. I'm E-Man.
Yep.
We're back in the building. So excited and delighted tonight, guys, that you are joining us on the network. We see you guys on the network. We see you guys on the phone line. Listen, you can come on into the conversation. If you want to talk to E-Man tonight and Mandy, you can call us here at 563-999-3456.
Yes, that's 563-999-3456.
Yes, why? Because we're talking blended families tonight. Mm-hmm. We're talking about those that's out there that, you know, it is a prevalent conversation, Mandy.
It is.
Why? Because in the age and stage we live in, you know, people are finding significant others that they love.
Right.
And some people are married and they have younger children.
Mm-hmm.
And so they bring these families in together and they blend them together, and then it's all kind of, you know, situation that goes on. And so we want to talk about, what does that process look like when you marry into a, you marry each other, and maybe the mother have a young child, or
right,
father has a young child, and when it comes to the discipline area of the child,
mm-hmm,
you know, are y'all on the same page? Is it that thing where the child is used to mama discipline and not used to the man discipline?
Right.
We want to talk about it from that standpoint. Then we want to talk about it from a culturally standpoint, when a racial couple comes together, when she's Hispanic and he's black, or
right,
he's black and she's white, and Caucasian and African-American,
mm-hmm,
and you bringing those siblings together, those kids together, and they weird, and they see money come in a different way.
Yes.
And they get everything they want.
Uh-huh.
Now they're married into a different culture, and it's like a culture shock now.
A little different.
A little different. So that's what we're talking about. We're around the domino table tonight. I came in on Big 6, man, and you came in on 6-3.
Right.
We see you guys on the phone line. Come on into the conversation. It is blended families, you know. I do believe it works.
Yes.
It does work.
It can.
And for some particular reason, I think, man, from just my perspective and from my opinion,
mm-hmm,
I think, especially in a racial couple, it becomes a culturally thing. You're,
right,
you're fighting the culture of a, of how this person was reared and raised,
mm-hmm,
but then when you just marry those that have children, and you take that child as young or growing up to, you know, coming into manhood or coming into womanhood, and they used to being disciplined a different way.
Right.
Mama gave them everything.
Mm-hmm.
Now daddy is a real disciplined area.
Mm-hmm.
You know, daddy don't spank, but mama do.
Right.
But then sometimes daddy spanks and mama don't.
Mm.
And does it become too strong of a discipline when someone says something to your child? So we're talking about blended family. What does that model look like?
Blended families.
And so, Mandy, let's jump in here. Let's talk about it tonight.
Let's talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I mean,
from your perspective,
from
Mandy.
From my perspective.
Mm-hmm.
So from my perspective, it takes, when the from the adults, it takes two, right? It takes a meeting of the mind, because you're bringing people in with different backgrounds, different ways of being, of raising their children. Children seeing things a certain way And in my opinion, when it's that way, it's up to the parent of that child to cover the one they're marrying, right? So, for example, my ex-husband and I, we had, you know, five children in between the two of us. And I just kind of want to break this down a little bit.
Okay.
His ex was white. So his son was mixed, right? Mm-hmm. Mixed with black and white. He had a daughter that he raised that was not biologically his. She was white. She wasn't mixed at all. So we came together and I got, you know, the kids came to live with us. And from a young age, from elementary school, and this is over 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And he and I, we had to really work together. We had to show that we were on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
We could not disagree or even show that we were in disagreement with one another in front of the kids.
Mm.
There was differences in the way I raised my children and the way his children were raised, you know, coming from a white mom. And they were used to his children was used to being able to speak a certain way, and it was something that I disapproved of in the home, you know. So me and my ex-husband, we would have to have a lot of backroom conversations.
Mm-hmm.
There was times, and I'm just going to be honest, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There was times where they would try to play us against one another and all type, or even bring the mom in the situation, right?
Right.
But with me and my ex-husband, one thing I can honestly say is that he and I, we worked together. We were like a power team. So the dynamic shifted, right?
Mm-hmm.
The dynamic shifted where all the children came together and they were against us.
Wow.
So it's like, now that's normal, because normally we do have the adults and the children don't agree with the adults and they plot and they plan.
Mm-hmm.
But in the beginning stages, it was a lot of groundwork that had to be done.
Right.
There was things that had been done that had to be undone,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then we're dealing with different parents, my children, from my children's father to his children's mother, you
mm-hmm.
know, bringing them into the situation, honoring how they feel, trying to build relationships. So it was a lot of work, and it was a lot of groundwork,
mm-hmm.
a lot of groundwork, and it took years for everybody to be on the same page. There was times where my children didn't agree with something, and we get along by ourselves. They
right.
have that talk with me, and vice versa with him, you know. And what he and I would do is we would listen to, we had a pact.
Mm-hmm.
We would listen to their concerns, and then when he and I would be together, we would talk amongst each other. How are we going to bring these kids together? Let me tell you, we went from changing rooms out to switching partners in rooms. It was two girls and two boys.
Right.
Switching partners in rooms,
uh-huh.
all type of stuff.
Right.
But I believe it can work, Eman. It takes the parents. So the parents absolutely have to be on the same page. You cannot, I could not, Eman, voice my concerns in front of my children
mm-hmm.
because it causes chaos. It causes, now it filters down to the children
mm-hmm.
and the children are into it with one another because naturally they're going to take their parents' side.
Right, right.
So it was certain things I had to hold my tongue. My ex had to hold his tongue and we had to go in private and talk about it. And when we stood in front of those children,
mm-hmm.
we were on the same page.
Well, you know, that kind of reminds me of Louis Farrakhan would say,
mm-hmm.
you know, you go in the common front. You're going to have disagreements behind the scenes.
Right.
But your nanny when you come out in front.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm hearing you say. Y'all was your nanny when y'all came out in front of the kids, because if the kids see any kind of a disagreement or you're not on it, they're going to, because I heard you say they'll play each other.
Yes, they will.
They'll play the parents. And we have that today, and that's in the letter that I got, a lot of that was expressed in the letter.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, the young lady that wrote the letter in about blended family, she kind of somewhat talked about that.
Okay.
She talked about, you know, her raising the child and the way the child would try to play them together. And she kept on saying, well, listen, you know, we got to be on the same page
mm-hmm.
because if that child even sensed that you are going that way, they're going to always flock to, you know, what you are saying, and they're
right.
never going to give me the respect. This has to be a Caucasian young lady wrote in.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Christy.
Okay.
And she wrote the letter. She had so much in her letter
mm-hmm.
until I just said, I just say blended families.
Mm.
Why? Because you have blended families all type of ways. So we grew up, I don't know if you consider that blended families, but I guess you did. You know, I had a stepdad.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? He had other kids.
Right.
You understand? And so I guess we was blended too, but he raised us to where we didn't know the difference.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, if my mama said it, he meant it.
Mm-hmm.
And if he said it, my mama meant it.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't let us play the middle like that.
Yeah, that's when it gets destructive.
Right.
When the children are able to come in and play the middle, and they will. Children will if you allow them. Disciplining your children. That's one of the challenges in blended families. I know from my perspective, because for me, I believe in spankings, right?
Okay.
I believe there are certain things you talk to your children about, and there are certain things you have to tag them about, right?
Right.
And my stepchildren at the time, their mom, she didn't discipline them whatsoever.
Mm.
So coming into my household, I didn't start out that way. Like, you know, I would talk, you know, you talk to a child, you give them grace, you talk to them, because, you know, I knew that wasn't their background,
right.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
So I would talk, but after so many, I mean, you know, 2 years, and it's all gloves are off, you know. You get the same, the other one gets. So that's how it was.
Right,
and
right.
It went from that to the perspective of one of my ex was stepdaughter, the one that was white.
Okay.
She verbalized. I remember one time we got it together, but she verbalized she was being abused one time.
Mm-hmm.
Because she had got a spanking, and it wasn't something out crazy. It was just really a spanking for her, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
But she went back and verbalized to someone else that she was being abused because she had got hit, you know.
Yeah.
And called her mom and tried to tell her mom, you know, that she was being abused. And it wasn't abuse. You know, it was no different than the other. Matter of fact, it was lighter than the other children. But that was her perspective because her mom didn't hit her. Her mom allowed her and her. This is why my ex-husband ended up with the children,
mm-hmm.
because they would run over their mom, talk to their mom any kind of way, you know. And in my house, there was rules and there was boundaries.
Right.
So he, you know, it was his responsibility to step in at that moment.
Right.
And basically let her know, no, this is not abuse. This is what you get when you're disobedient. This is what you get when you talk back. This is what you get when you do those things you know you don't supposed to be doing.
Right.
So when that happens, now the other parent has to come in and cover that step parent.
Right, right. And ladies and gentlemen on the network, on the phone lines tonight, you can hit option one. You can come into the conversation. We're talking blended families on tonight.
Right.
Why? Because we live in a real world. It's happening. We're seeing more and more blended families.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing more households today. I think when I did the research, it's like a high percentage, somewhere like 52% of most people are married into blended families.
Right.
52 or 62% of most households is blended. You know, people being divorced, they had children, and they're bringing those children together, and they're trying to raise them. They get them through school. You know, they raise them up. They're getting them through school, you know. I think we had a guest on last week, Miss Deanne Lack. She said she's been 13 years in.
Right.
Miss Deanne Lack, if you out there listening, call us tonight. Why? Because, you know, these are people that's living out and living it out. You're ruining somebody else's child.
Yes.
You know, I know it probably takes a lot of conversation. You know, it takes a lot of how would you say it, humbling
yourself,
yes.
A lot of consoling, a lot of one-on-one talks with the children.
Yes.
What I did, E-Man, with my stepdaughter at the time, I would have days just with her. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Now this is the danger in that. You for me, I prep my children, but the danger in that is that your children can get a little jealous, you know, if not.
Oh, okay.
I asked my daughter,
my oldest.
Okay, so I took time with my stepdaughter just so we could connect, you know, because she was having a hard time. And I wanted her to feel loved, right? So there was time I was still away with just her.
Mm-hmm.
And oldest daughter, Tatiana, at the time, she was used to being up late nights with me talking and stuff.
Right.
So I started just pulling out early, going to bed. So my stepdaughter at the time, she would be up. We would just talk. And my daughter, she said she was okay with it, right?
Because
I talked to her. But years later, after, you know, the divorce and all that good stuff, and we were talking, she was like, in the beginning, it bothered me a little bit because I felt like she was taking my place. Now, she never verbalized that to me, even when I asked her. But she said the reason why she didn't verbalize that because she understood why I was doing what I was doing. But it did affect her. you know, in a certain way.
Right.
I'm grateful that she didn't pull away altogether or get bitter behind it, mm-hmm. but it did affect her. Sometimes when you try to put in a little extra time with the stepchild
mm-hmm.
to let them see your heart, let them know you have their best interest at heart, especially if you have a parent that could possibly be talking against you.
Yeah.
You know, you try to show that child, you know, with
right.
action, but then you have to consider your own children and how they're feeling because they had that bond with mom, you know?
Right.
So I found myself trying to just give here and give there, you know,
yeah.
but eventually it was all balanced out.
Mm-hmm.
And we were all on one mind, one accord. So when that happened, that's when the dynamics changed. And now it was the children against the parents. One thing I do want to bring up, I think is so important.
Let's talk about it.
Okay, so I remember me and my ex, we had a really bad disagreement to the point where he had left the house, you know. And the children at this time, you know, this was years later. So, you know, we're all good. We're a family, right? I'll never forget the day I left home and I came back to the house and the kids was there and I walked into one of the rooms and all five of the kids were in one half bed just laying on top of each other.
Mm-hmm.
They were all just, they were cuddled up together.
Mm-hmm.
And that was their way of consoling each other through seeing mom and dad go through that horrible disagreement, you know, up until the point one parent had to leave, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I just left to blow some steam off, but he had to go. So seeing those kids in that bed that way,
mm-hmm.
it made me realize that what we do, although we know it, but it was the manifestation of what we do affect our children. And even after that day, it was just little stuff. They felt, my stepchildren felt more open complaining about things, you know, to their dad because they saw that when we came back together, they saw that night, that big blow up. We normally would keep things like that away from them, you
mm-hmm.
know, and to protect us as a family, you
mm-hmm.
know. And when they saw that, it kind of like opened the door for them to try and play us against one another.
Okay.
We still maintain our stance. We would come to, you know, we did what we normally would do, come together about things, but we saw where the kids, they tried it.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen on the network, we're talking blended families tonight. I had a young lady wrote in actually last year.
Mm-hmm.
She wrote in last year, and this is when we was in our different topic segment where
right.
we just talk about different topics that people write in, and they're writing in this year. I have quite a bit of topics I'm going to put out there.
Mm-hmm.
But her name was Christy, and some of the stuff that you are really sharing, Mandy, I do believe the letter, it was stating that it had put a strain on our marriage. And she went in extensively writing. It
right.
was like four pages worth of writing.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, I don't learn everything about this woman.
Okay.
You know, because it never ceased to amaze you. I think when people recognize you, you have a platform
mm-hmm.
and you will talk about it, they really, really want to hear other people's opinion.
Right.
How do they deal with it? How do they handle it? Even in her letter, she talked about her being in church and
mm-hmm.
She had prayed about certain things. She
right.
she talked about all that in her letter. But I learned more about this young lady in a letter
mm-hmm.
than I probably would, you know. And that's what happens in radio. Just not E-Man. Those are us guys that do, you know, get real personalities. We get all kind of topics coming in to different people want to talk about. You see people out on the street. You talk to people they want you to talk. By the time they get through finishing, you don't know them.
Mm-hmm.
But by the time you walk away, you feel like they, wow, I know a whole lot about this mm-hmm. person. Just in her letter, it raised my eyebrows to a lot of questions.
Right.
You know, finances became a problem because she was used to making a certain amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
And then when she wasn't making that kind of money, it didn't only put a strain on her child, it put a strain on everybody in the household, which they all blended together, but
mm-hmm.
her child was so used to getting things.
Yes.
And so now she couldn't be biased
mm-mm.
and say, okay, you can continue to get, because now she done married into this family to where money is not there like it used to
right.
be. And so now it's a strain, and they, you know, the letter went on to talk about, and I started to send the letter to was it Zama Vanyan? You know, fix this lady life.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of pressure. Sounds like she's really in a state where she's really burdened by what's happening in her household. I mean, to sit and write a four. Shout out to you, Christy,
for writing out. Name.
Absolutely not. But shout out to you, Christy, for the courage of writing out. You know, but it sounds like a lot of pressure. She needs to, you know, she's trying to find answers, Amen.
Yeah, and she, you know, she's a Caucasian
right.
sister, and he's an African American brother, and so that family was blended, and it, you know, that's why I said it's a culturally thing.
Right.
I mean, I could have worded it, the question a lot of ways, but blended families is just a generic. It covers it all.
Right. It
because
does.
You take African American, like I said, once you rearing somebody else's child, mm-hmm. and you take a man like me as you know, somewhat a discipline.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not a spanker. I'm not a whooper.
Right.
I don't ever think I'll whoop my daughter.
Right.
I don't think my other daughter, you know, she got grown and she gets sassy.
Mm-hmm.
When she was young, she didn't do all of that. They get grown now and then they think they know everything.
Right.
You know, I don't think I ever had to whoop my son, but my son is totally different.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not blended, just different mothers. But my son, I can tell him something and he'll say, Dad, okay, yes, sir. Or he'll say, okay, he's going about his business.
Right.
My daughter, she's totally different.
Mm-hmm.
But what am I saying? You know, when you blend families like that, like your children, you can say something to my daughter, I mean to my son, he's going to say, yes, ma'am, it's Mandy.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Your children do the same thing. Yes, Mr. E-Man. Yes,
right.
Yes. Why? Because they recognize, okay, number one, they watching us. They watch how we respect each other.
Mm-hmm.
They can tell I'm a disciplined type guy.
Right.
And so they don't even really challenge me.
They really don't.
They be like, I don't know if I'm going to say nothing to you, man. You know what I'm saying? Well, because I'm not going to say nothing back to them. Why? Because they grown and gone.
Right.
I would come a whole totally different way. So I haven't really, from my perspective, had the type of relationship where the child was young. And you actually raising the child.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
And so if you're not actually raising the child,
mm-hmm.
you know, when you raising somebody else's child, it can become sticky.
It can be. It can be very challenging
mm-hmm.
because you're bringing someone, they're having to comply to the way you see things as well versus to what they were accustomed to, especially if it's a child or children that come from a place where there weren't any structure.
Mm-hmm.
Because to them, to be honest, that's harsh. To them, that could be abuse. It could be harsh, you know, because it's a different world.
Right,
they're coming into a different world, and then you, as a parent, you're laying down the rules, and it's like you're going to follow these rules in whatever way you put it. It doesn't matter. It can be a nice way. It can be, look, you can be the nicest way, but when you start putting those rules into action,
mm-hmm.
then the child begins to feel some type of way.
Right.
So we just have to be very strategic on how we handle those situations.
Well, man, we got to take our last break.
All right.
Got to take our last break. Listen, guys, we're talking blended family. This is the E-Man After Show over here on We Talk Radio Network. We so appreciative you guys would join us on the network, on the phone lines. Listen, if you want to get in this conversation, you hit option one. We'll mm-hmm. bring you into the conversation. We'll be back with more stuff right after this.
You're listening to The Sound.
Mama, I'm not dealing with this. That's the man that I chose, and that's the end of this conversation. I'm not your little girl anymore.
I can't apologize for who I am. This may be something you can't understand. Spend so much time here in this great big world, trying hard to be your little girl. But now I'm older and a little bit wiser, and though I love you, I've got my own desires. There's a woman in me that needs to be free, and she won't let me sleep until I make it known that I'm paying my own bills. I'm making my decisions. I do just what I feel, trusting my
I
appreciate all you've done for me, yeah, yeah. But I'm grown now. I gotta do what I gotta do as a woman. Please know you've shown me how.
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, baby, how are you?
I'm cool, how are you?
I'm good. What's up?
I was just calling because I had a few things on my mind. It just don't feel like it's going to work out between us.
What you trying to say, baby?
I just don't know. It's a feeling inside of me, you know.
Baby, wait. Baby.
Every now and then, the night falls. And I lay in bed like I did as a kid. Hoping and praying and hoping and praying that my mama would call. Mm-hmm. 'Cause sometimes I still lose my way and I cry for you like I used to. Please forgive me, mama, for my grown-up days. Sometimes I need to hear you say, I ain't gonna tell you.
Talk Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? 10 years later, we are still celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have 2 youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family, and you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
I'm filmmaker Arthur Muhammad, and you're listening to the E-Man After Show right here on We Talk Radio Network.
Yes, it is. It is the E-Man After Show. We are back. We are back. We are back in the building. We are talking blended families on tonight. Me and Mandy have been sitting here chopping it up. We have Mr. T. Smiley joining us on tonight. Hello, Mr. T. Smiley. How are you, sir?
Hello, sir. Doing good. Doing good.
Yeah.
Pulling the night shift tonight, so I'm here at work. So I wasn't on earlier, but I just had to step away for a minute to get on.
Yes. Well, we're excited to have you on tonight because tonight we're talking blended families and what does that look like, and what's your perspective? What did that look like to you, Mr. T. Smiley? Because I know you ain't got but a few minutes.
Blended families. I mean, I was actually in a blended family a couple years back with my kids' mom. And she had a older daughter. Well, she's older than my girls by a couple of years. But blended families, you know, it can be good at times. You know, you have to make sure, you know, you don't overstep certain boundaries, especially right. if it's, you know, young girls or whatever. You know, you have to respect the fact that, you know, they do have a father, you know, that's just not there. And, you know, sometimes mm-hmm. you have to step up and be that role, especially if you're going to be in the household with them. So,
right.
Communication is key. Definitely mm-hmm. talking to the mom about, you know, if it's anything that needs to be discussed that you can't handle, or if you don't want to handle it, you know, the way you really want to handle it, you know, you kind of got a small type of thing or whatever. But other than that, I mean, I believe blended families is actually, you know, it's good if you want to make it good. So.
Right, right. Well, we definitely agree with that, sir. That's me and Amanda were sitting here chopping it up. Because actually, I got a letter last year. The young lady, her name was Crystal. I'm not going to give her last name. She was a Caucasian sister, and she was married to an African-American brother, and they was bringing those kids together. And it was a blended family. So that's what we're talking about from a culturally standpoint and just from a marital standpoint, where you have younger kids and you're bringing them together, where you, such as some people, they are rearing kids or where they are raising them in the household. And you may have a couple of daughters, you may have a son, and you're blending them. And when you got those different mindsets and, you know, those different ideals or how, what parenting is to you, because some parents are disciplinarians and some are not. Do you discipline, Mr. T? Are you a spanker? Because I never was a spanker. I just talked.
I would say I used to be, you know, because, you know, growing up in the 90s, you know, in the 90s, you know, you had to, you know, discipline,
right.
you know, stuff like that. You know, we grew up on that. So I honestly thought, you know, I thought that was the right thing to do. But I found out, you know, making the kid is not going to do nothing. In this new age, you have to take away the material things, take away the things that they like, you know, especially like cell phones, games and stuff like that. I mean, mm-hmm. that's worse than whooping the kids. So, you know, I try to talk to mine when they get to that point where it's like, all right, you know, it's like, okay, either I'm going to take the phone or I'm going to do mm-hmm. this, you know, banking is the last thing I would do. I believe my kids love me more now that I don't spank them. But you know, it is a point where, you know, if they get out of line to a certain degree, you know, you might have to reassure that. But I kind of step away from spanking them now. So
yes, sir.
Plus they done got older. They already know, you know, how I like things, how I want things, or if I say something, you know, that it is what it is. But, you know, mm-hmm. Being in a blended family, you know, you really have to kind of watch the kids, because you can tell when a kid is trying to manipulate, mm-hmm. you know,
right.
a person. So, you know, that's always, as long as everybody in the same agreement, you know, I know I set mine down and told them, listen, whatever Miss Kia say, you know, whatever mm-hmm. she say, you know,
you mean it.
It is what it is. You know?
Yes.
And I'm going to be right there to support it, you know.
Right, right, right. And I think that's very important, because if Kia see it, you mean it. And if you see it, Kia mean it. And that's
yep.
where, you know, it takes a lot. Because, you know, Kia, they know how to manipulate. They know how to,
yeah.
you know. Uh-huh. Go right here, sir.
I'll just say, yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. You have to let them know that, you know, even now, like with, you know, my kids being at home with their mom, you know, some things they mm-hmm. do at home, you know, she had to call me and be like, okay, this is what's going on. So I have to, you know, definitely correct that. I'm like, okay, first of all, what'd your mama say?
Right.
So if she said that, all right, cool. That's what I'm rocking with too. So
exactly.
There's no way around it. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Well, sir, I appreciate you calling in. You said you was doing the night shift tonight. We appreciate you calling in with your perspective. And, you know, I know you live in that situation out. And so since you are living that situation, I think hopefully someone on the network, because, you know, it's a letter that I got last year. You know, I'm went to another whole year. I'm just not reading some stuff. People, man, they were like, I said, listen, I can't read books and read all of this stuff. But, you know, I appreciate those that have written in and continue to write in your questions. Continue to write in. We'll talk about it on, listen, like I said, you're logging to the E-Man After Show, man, and you will be talking about your, we'll be talking about your question. And so, Mr. T, the young lady, she wrote in and she, it was a extensive letter and she talked about a lot. And so I just came out with the question. I just narrowed it down and said blended families. What does that process look like? What does that really look like? Because this is 62% of most families today are blended, Mr. T.
Yep.
And it's the high number. And so with that, you know, it takes a lot of work and a lot of prayer. But sir, I know you're at work. I'm not going to hold you because we're trying to, Mr. T, we're trying to stay on schedule over here. We could take this show to make it be a long show. Or a short show. And so we're trying to stick with the time and do an hour and come on off the show. Why? Because it's a late show. And we want to thank all you guys that join us at, you know, on a Sunday night. Mr. P is in the office, so he was able to listen a little bit. You know, because people be surprised of people in the office, Mandy,
right,
that's working late at night. They are surfing on the network. They're on the phone lines. And when you agree, Mr. T, you find more people in your building probably listening to the network tonight than you ever know, right?
Yeah, I was about to say, I know we have a lot of listeners down in downtown Dallas, especially in my building. They're always listening and they're supporting the network, so I really appreciate them. I'm trying to get Mr. Russ Parr on board. So
we need to talk to Mr. Russ Parr.
Yes, sir.
He's a great personality out of Houston, Texas. He used to be in the market here in Dallas, Texas, and a lot of us know Russ Parr as a writer, a manager, a stage player, a radio personality. Mm-hmm. You know, a nice guy. And, we need to talk to Russ. You down there with Dak, too. Tell Dak I say what's up.
Yeah, I got to see old Dak today. He came in with a couple of friends. So they're out right now. So I'm expecting him probably by the time I get off here at 11. I get off at 11. So hopefully I'll probably see him again before I head out tonight. So. Always.
Tell Dak we want our Super Bowl tickets next year.
Right.
Yes, sir. Well, Mr. T, we thank you for calling in, man, and we always appreciate you, everything you do over here on We Talk Radio Network. And, sir, this guy have a show on We Talk Radio Network. It is the K Radio Show every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. You guys call in to that show. You will really enjoy that show. And so, Mr. T, I know you got to go, sir, because you're holding it down. We appreciate you, man, and we'll talk to you soon. Mandy, you want to say something,
sir,
to Mr. T?
Have a great night. Yeah, actually, I do. Thank you so much for sharing tonight. I absolutely agree with you about – let me go back because I didn't talk about the specifics.
No,
but I do agree with you, Mr. T, about the spankings. You know, in my opinion, I don't think they really work, but I will say this. As you stated, under certain circumstances, you know, you just have to do what they get to that point, you know. But I do believe that because you find your kids, I know with me, you find your kids doing the same thing over and over again, you know, because the spankings, they only last for a moment anyway. You know what I mean?
Right.
They don't last forever. Yeah, I definitely agree with you on that.
Yes, sir. Well, yes, ma'am, we appreciate you.
And have a good, and guys, make sure y'all check out the Cave Radio Show Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that blended family, one other thing, you know, Tamaj is getting married next Sunday at 5 p.m. So that's definitely a step in the right direction. Excited for her. We've been planning and running around. Mm-hmm. I said the past weekend been so busy. I'm like, oh man,
right.
But it'll all come to an end on next Sunday. Well, not an end, but you know, everything that they've been working hard on. So shout out to them getting married.
I think we invited to that wedding too.
Yes, sir.
I think we're supposed to be at that wedding next Sunday. What time is it? At 5 o'clock.
It's gonna be nice. 5 o'clock.
Okay.
It's gonna be. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. That's going to be an awesome wedding. And shout out to, I think me and Mandy got RSVP. Boy, we'll be having so much stuff going on. We don't even know our own calendar, you know.
Right.
Yeah, right. Well, man, we appreciate you tonight. We're going to let you go because I know you holding it down. And we appreciate you calling in. And join me next Sunday night because, Mr. T, I have a new segment coming to the E-Man After Show. And it is called Encouragement for Your Soul with Fred Bell. This brother is going to be joining us next Sunday night. We'll interview and talk to him a little bit about his new segment coming to the E-Man After Show. This brother been doing this thing for about 13 years. He have a great encouraging word that he puts out every day, but he's going to do it in audio form over here on the E-Man After Show. And we're going to interview him next Sunday night, and then on the 20th, his segment will start right here on the E-Man After Show. Just an awesome brother. Got a powerful testimony. And the brother can pray. Yes, and so we want you guys to keep it locked. We want you to join the E-Man After Show. His segment will air every Sunday night at 9:30, and you guys will be blessed. Why? Because he's giving you an encouraging word with all the wars that's going on, Mr. T, and the calamities that we're in today. Everybody needs some encouragement.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And so,
oh, yeah.
Yes, and so we'll be glad to have him. We'll be glad to have Mr. Fred Bell. He'll be joining us next Sunday night. So that means after the wedding, we got to run through the show.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Yes. So we got a lot going on. And so, Mr. T, I know you got to get out of here. We got to get out of here. We want to thank all you guys on the network. We want to thank all you guys on the phone lines that have joined us tonight. Listen, if you don't hit option one, we think you're just sitting there listening, and that's quite all right with us. We appreciate that. We appreciate you staying up with us because it's a late show. As you heard Mr. T, listen, Mr. T downtown in them high-rise buildings, them folks be listening to the show. Why? Because this is your number one listening radio station right here on We Talk Radio. Man, this is where we talk.
We listen.
And Mr. T, what do we do, Mr. T?
We take action.
For sure.
Right.
Yes. And so we want you guys to come back next Sunday night. We want you to join the caveman. We'll be in the caveman. Well, I think we will. I'll have to talk to Mr. T. We'll probably be busy next Saturday. They got a wheel to do Sunday.
Yeah, no, I don't know where we're going to be at Saturday. I don't know. I might do it on the road. I don't know. So we'll see.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Well, all right, sir, we'll talk to you. We appreciate you. We appreciate you guys on tonight. And to Miss Christy out there, she wrote this letter in November last. You know, and we're talking about it tonight on the E-Man After Show, Blended Families. And so you guys keep writing me if you want to write me, man. What do they need to write me at? They need to write me at E-Man.
At We Talk.
Radio. .com. Yes. And listen, you want to follow us, you can go to www.wetalkradio.com. Why? Because we're on all social media.
Yes.
And if you want to go to our YouTube channel, you can go to, what is it, We Talk Radio Network.
Yes.
Listen, we got something for you every day of the week over here.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys join us, and we thank you for joining us tonight. So Mandy and Mr. T, we got to get on up out of here. Man, don't work too hard tonight. You know, and appreciate you, and we'll talk to you soon, sir.
Yes, sir. Have a great night.
You as well, Mr. T.
All right. Thank you, sir. Well, Mr. T is out of there, and Mandy, we are getting ready to wrap this show up. And so, Mandy, what's the moral of the story? What do you think the moral of the story is?
The moral of the story is it takes two. It takes two to work together, to work at it in order to have a great family dynamic. Also, there's going to be disruptions, there's going to be challenges, but if the husband and the wife is on the same page,
mm-hmm.
they can accomplish
the
challenge. The challenge can be accomplished in bringing two families together as one.
Yes. And so with that being said, I definitely agree. I want to thank all you guys that have listened tonight. Join me back next Sunday night. We'll be back. We'll have Mr. Fred Bell. He'll be joining us because he has a segment coming on the
20th.
It's an awesome segment. I mean, he sent a word out every day, and it's incredible. He's been doing it for a while. Mm-hmm. I was getting him on Facebook, and now he's sending them to, you know, directly to me, and it is a powerful word, but we want you guys to hear his testimony. We'll be interviewing him, so tell a friend, and we'll be back next Sunday night with Mr. Fred Bell. He has a new segment coming, Encouragement for Your Soul, and it's going to be awesome. So to all of you that are listening tonight, we want to thank all of you down in the high-rise, because we broadcast this show down in Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. We're in the E-Man Studios tonight,
right?
And so we want to thank all you that are listening all around the globe. Well, we're on about, 30 platforms.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to thank all of you guys that listen to us. Because me and Dee, just before we go, I was in a radio meeting this week.
Mm-hmm.
And because the new cars, you know, the mainstream is going away. And this particular platform we're on, everybody's doing it on. So they finna put social media in cars now.
Mm.
You'll be able to get the internet in your car. They're designing it now. And I thought we already had it too,
mm-hmm.
but I was just told that in a meeting.
Right.
And you'll be able to be riding in your car and click on the E-Man After Show right here on We Talk Radio Network.
All
right,
yeah.
You know, and so, guys, it's a lot going on. Times have changed.
Mm-hmm.
But until we meet again next Sunday night, thank you, every one of you, for listening. We're going to get some ice cream. We're chilling out tonight. Thank you, guys, on the phone line. So, Mandy, let's think big.
B-I-G.
Because I believe in God.
Because God believes in me.
And we're all living proof.
Until next time, good night.
Be blessed, everybody. See you next week.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.